Drasha for Seder Chukas, Tav Shin Samach Gimel. The simple connection between the Seder and the Haftorah is the fact that both mention the message that Moshe sent to the king of Edom, asking to be able to pass through his land on their way to Eretz Yisrael, and both also mention the war with Sichon. Even more, the Haftorah adds and completes the Sedra in two things. First of all, the Haftorah mentions that not only did they send messengers to Edom, they also sent to Moab, which the Torah does not mention specifically, but hints to in Devarim, as I did to Edom and Moab. But the Haftorah mentions specifically that they sent messengers also to Moab. Also, in the Haftorah it says, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, the Jewish people sent the messengers, whereas in the Sedra it says that Moshe sent them. And in the Medrash and Bamidbar Rabbah it says that we learn from here that Moshe is equal to the Jewish people and the Jewish people to Moshe. They are synonymous. Another connection is that in the Sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions the history of us going into Egypt and coming out of Egypt in order to make peace with the king of Edom. And similarly, Yiftach reminds Melech Amon of our historical basis and our exodus from Egypt in order to make peace with the king of Amon. Another connection is that the god of Chemosh is mentioned both in the Sedra and in the Haftorah. Another connection is that in the Sedra, the Jewish people make a nether, they make a vow that they will dedicate the cities that they conquer to God if they are successful in battle. And similarly, Yiftach makes a vow to bring as a burnt offering the first thing that he greets coming out of his house on his way back from the battle if they are successful in battle. Another connection, perhaps, is that after the Jewish people complain about Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, both at the time when the water was no longer around, after Miriam died and the well dried up, and later on they complained about the man, the victories in war against Sichon and Og strengthened his leadership amongst them. Similarly, in the Haftorah, when the siblings of Yiftach and the Ziknei Gilad, the elders of Gilad, threw him out, but when he was successful in battle, they brought him back as a leader. These are all surface connections. Perhaps there is a deeper connection that connects the entire Sedra and the Haftorah theme-wise also. The Sedra itself starts with the Parsha of Parah Aduma, the idea of the defilement to the dead, and the Parah Aduma, which purifies a person. All of this represents the fact that death separates between man and God, and the main connection to God is life. The Atem Hadveikim Bashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. Those of you who cleave to God are totally alive today. But life does not mean to be steeped in one's passions, but just the opposite, to kill those passions and to rule over them and to cleave to the Torah and to God, the Torah being the tree of life. And the life of Torah is real life. And therefore Chazal say, Zos HaTorah. This is Torah, Adam Ki Yomus Ba'ohel. Person is willing to die and kill all of his passions and devote himself to Torah. That is real life. And the same thing, the well of Miriam, which came back again after her death, because it didn't depend on her physical life, but depended on the life of the Jewish people itself. And therefore the sin that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of speaking to it, perhaps can be understood that after 40 years, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the Jewish people to understand that fulfilling God's will is part of nature itself. You don't have to hit the rock to make it give its water. You don't have to go against nature, but just speaking words of Torah by the rock will bring out the will of God. Even the rock listens to the word of God and naturally follows and brings out the water. And therefore, in the Sedra also, we have the death of Miriam, the death of Aaron, the decree that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die before they came into Eretz Israel. And all of this doesn't stop the Jewish people from beginning to conquer the land, because it's not dependent on the physical life of any one individual, but the eternal life of the Jewish people. And this is the opposite of what Amalek, Haknani Melech Arad, thought, that after they saw that Aaron died, and they saw that temporarily the clouds of glory went away, they thought that the Jewish people were vulnerable. But they didn't realize that the success of the Jewish people does not depend on any physical individual, but rather on the eternal life of the Jewish people. And that's why the salvation, the miracle that happened to them, was revealed by two lepers, Vohev and Sufa. Two Es Vohev, the Sufa. Es and Vohev were two lepers that saw the miracle of how God brought two mountains together to crush the people waiting in ambush to hurt the Jewish people. And therefore the Jewish people made a vow not to destroy the booty when they would conquer the cities, but l'achrim, to use it in service of God for the sake of heaven. Because the main thing is not to separate oneself from this world, but to use it for the sake of heaven. That is what real life is. Similarly, in the Haftorah we find that even though Yiftach was an Am Ha'aretz, he was not a great person, still we find Yiftach b'doro k'Shmuel b'doro, that being a leader of the Jewish people elevated him because he had a connection to the Jewish people. And Yiftach in his generation is equal to Shmuel, and Shmuel was equal to Moshe and Aaron. Because the main thing is not the leader or any one individual, but the schools of Klal Yisrael, and their leader becomes great. And therefore, Yiftach's nether that he made, which eventually made him sacrifice his daughter, it was the antithesis of what the Sedra represents. Either it means that he actually sacrificed her, or he took her out of a normal life and made her a recluse. All of that is the opposite of what the Sedra teaches us. The Sedra teaches us that the whole idea of life, of Torah, is dedicating one's life to Torah and not separating oneself from life. And therefore the ideas of the battles and the booty that was taken in the battle and the Kedusha, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, with all of its good bounty, represents the fact that holiness is not separating oneself from life, but leading a life of Torah and fear of heaven.